Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're talking about water baptism. We're on this because of Acts 2:38, where Peter tells his crowd to repent and be baptized. Repent, by the way, is, I think most people in the grace circles are learning this more and more and more. But it's metanoia. It's the Greek word is to change one's mindset, to change your mind. And so Peter is telling them, change your mind. And your mind is focused on the wrong things. You have a bad perception of God. You never accepted Jesus for who he was. You put him on the cross and crucified him. I'm here to tell you that he raised from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of the Father and will now give the Holy Spirit to anybody who will ask. Repent, change your mind. And then be baptized in the name of Jesus. And the in the name of is the authority of Jesus. I don't want to get too deep into that today. What I want to talk about today, we'll save some of the others for tomorrow, is water baptism as an identification tool for the believer. Because I think that water baptism is as powerful in the church as communion. There's been a real concentration in the grace community on communion, and rightfully so. And I've tried to help lead that charge. I have partaken communion with different groups all over the world and shared the goodness of the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus. I had some of the most powerful moments that I've ever seen in the sharing of the gospel by sharing the communion sermon. I've seen great and mighty things in my own life that I attribute to what he did for me in the body and the blood. With that said, why do we put so much emphasis on the sacrament of communion and so little emphasis on the sacrament of baptism, even though there's more baptism taking place in the book of Acts than there is communion? Well, at least there's more explicitly spoken baptism taking place in the book of Acts than there is communion. We don't hear a lot about baptism in the epistles. I think the reason for that is we're dealing with believers. They don't need to go be baptized again. But I think that some believers ought to be baptized again because they never had a real understanding of why they were being baptized in the first place. The church has taken baptism as a way of bringing in membership, taken baptism as a way of chalking up conversions. But baptism was an identification of going down into the waters of burial and coming up in a new creation reality. Baptism did not always have to do with being dunked in water. Baptism was anything in which you were subjected to. Corinthians says that the Israelites were baptized in Moses in the Red Sea. Yet we know that not one child of Israel suffered drowning in the Red Sea. So how were they baptized in Moses in the Red Sea? Because they, by that rite, they went through that tribulation into Moses. And so baptism is the going through of that. So I think to identify with who you are in Christ, if I see a believer who has an identity crisis, they don't know who they are, they're struggling with their own identity, I always suggest water baptism. Because water baptism is a way for you to identify with who you are as a resurrected creation. To realize that you are not who you used to be. And that was what the waters of baptism were all about. To go down knowing that you were one thing but came up another. However, the prerequisite for whether you're a new creation is not being baptized but believing on Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5 says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Now, how did the early church bring you into Christ? They baptized you. And so I am a firm believer in the powerful, powerful sacrament of baptism. And as an identity for the believer. Tomorrow we'll talk about this phrase, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and we'll connect it with remission of sins and receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, because you really cannot get a good comprehension of what the author is saying, what Peter is saying, without grabbing those last two, and then we'll be able to move on after tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.